Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I think the best way to start this is to bring up an example.
Yep.
I'll bring up the most ridiculous example there is. A Suzuki Jimny. It doesn't matter if it's a 3-door or a 5-door. The roof load that it can, you know, that it can have, the rated capacity of a Suzuki Jimny is 30 kilos.
So that's roof load capacity is 30 kilos.
It's 30 kilos.
Not the roof rack's capacity.
No. So the roof rack on my 76 weighs a touch over 30 kilos without brackets. So one would assume that a similar bracket, which I know some people that have as well, the exact same roof rack, smaller version obviously, but that would at least weigh 15 kilos.
Yeah.
One would imagine, right?
Yep.
Then you got your brackets. You got, let's just be generous and say, hey, you got 15 kilos capacity left.
Yep.
Awning, you're over. Swag, you're over. You can't put anything up there. And people make roof racks for the car, which I feel is misleading.
Yeah, so it's an interesting...
It's just for show, right? Why make a roof rack for a Jimny?
If a manufacturer knows that the car's roof load doesn't actually... And they make a 23 kilo roof rack, say, for the Jimny. Like, say there is a 23 kilo roof rack out there for the Jimny, another brand.
It's just silly.
Yeah, okay.
It kind of tells you that they're making a product to make money regardless of what people know.
Will they tell you that?
No, it's up to you, because every single website you see, because I did a lot of research on this just because I had a bit of a issue a number of years ago.
Okay.
Where my roof rack was grossly overloaded and I had no idea.
Right. Yep.
So this led me to down the rabbit hole of the can of open worms, and there's more than one can of worms when we talk about roof racks.
Yep.
And just recently I went through and had another look because I've seen cars with overloaded roof racks and all that, and I was like, you know what, this needs to actually be brought up again. And that's why I'm glad it's actually a topic today. So my Hilux has because I don't have any more, 75 kilo roof rating. My roof rack was 25 kilos. I had 50 kilos capacity left.
Yep.
I had 6 lights up there. I had 4 max tracks, awning. There was a number of other things I had up there as well. And that put me over.
Right.
So there's no point in having... It goes quick. Let's take your Ranger, for example.
Yeah.
Your Ranger has, I think it's 80 kilo rating.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You can look it up. You won't find...
Yeah, I was going to do that, but if...
You won't find the answer.
Oh, you won't?
Well, you might find the answer, but you can't trust the internet. You have to go to the manufacturer.
Right.
And some manufacturers, they have it on their spec sheet, very rarely.
Yep.
Others, you have to, like Toyota, you have to back calculate from their accessories. Wow. Yeah, it's really stupid.
Why do you reckon it's so secretive?
I don't know. It's like they don't talk to each other. So the roof rack company and the car manufacturers, they don't. So the roof rack companies, they just say, it's determined by roof load. You have to know your roof load. It's like, well, how the fuck do I find out my roof load? You go to a lot of people go to a forum.
Yeah, right.
It's just so wrong. Some people claimed that the 300 series had a 200 kilo roof rating, right? 300 series had a 200 kilo roof rating. That's it says on one of the forums. And I looked it up and I thought, nah, it will have to be 150 because the 200 is and the 76 is. It's 90.
90.
Well, it's 92 kilos to be exact. Going by Toyota Engineering, 92 kilos.
What happens when you load, so say someone reads that, thinks that there's 200 kilos capacity on top of the 300 series.
Yeah.
And they load it up with 150 kilos thinking they're safe as houses with 50 kilos to spare. What actually happens when you drive? Like,
look, they'll probably, unless you're in an accident or they're going high speed around a tight corner and they need to do evasive action or something, nothing will probably happen, but it's those cases where something will happen.
Yeah.
But if you're going traveling down corrugated roads and you're going down steep inclines and you're doing proper off-roading and you've got 200 kilos up there, it's going to wear at your roof.
Yep.
It's really going to wear at your roof, especially if they don't understand that, they probably don't understand proper tire pressures and all this other stuff, you know? It's a big problem.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And it's a bloody can of worms, I'm telling you.
Well, I'm going to try and find out what the weight of my rack on top of the cab is. So if I'm going off an 80 kilo, sorry, I'm just trying to find this here.
So let's take your car, for instance. Let's put a roof rack on it, 25 kilos, let's just say that. You got your brackets.
Yep.
Let's put a rooftop tent on it.
Yeah.
They're anywhere from 50 kilos to 100 kilos.
I had the lightest one, I reckon. That was 50.
Yeah, okay.
52 kilos or something was the lightest.
Could you put
one.
Your clothes in it? Could you put your bedding in it?
Nothing.
Okay.
Not even a blanket.
So that's what you would have to get away with it. But then if you start putting awnings and other stuff on it, what are you going to do then? But see, yours might have been a bit different because yours wasn't on the roof of the car. It was on the back, right? It was on a frame.
It was on an aluminium, frame and, so that's custom rack.
That's different again.
But that would shake though. The weight of that would sort of, and I've cracked the edge of my tub, I'm assuming because of the weight on top.
Oh, is that where that crack was from?
Yeah, I reckon it was because the area that it was in was where the canopy was mounted, the frame with the roof rack on top, just shifting it back and forth.
Yeah.
And I reckon that's why that imagine section corrugation has cracked and pulled apart, which we saw a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's another complete area of engineering is like, what can it hold on the back?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.